We're continuing with Simen Tov Nun Dalid Sif Gimel in the halachas of which matzah a person does not fulfill his obligation with on Pesach. And the Mechaber tells us, Leko bizman hazeh diyodah lemichlat. People nowadays don't know how to do chalita. Chalita, as we'll see, is a boiling. They would take the flour, take the grain, and put it into boiling water, and it would not become chametz stick. Hilkoch kol min chalita is also any type of chalita is forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Leka b'zman hazeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Leka b'zman hazeh. Nowadays we do not know how to do chalita. Rotzo loymar. Mitzad hadin, from the letter of the law, im choylei takemach, if a person takes the flour and puts it into the boiling water, da'ayinu shenoy yisnon b'royischin shehei merusachin resicha azo. You put into the boiling water, which is very hot and strong, ala or, which is on the fire, koydim halisha, which is the process before the kneading stage. You would put, they would put this into the boiling water. He says, v'achakach losho yisoy, then they would knead it, v'osso mimenu isa, and then they would make the dough out of it. Ein anu choyshishin loyma Hashem akivar nischamitz akemach yishoyi besoy charoyschin. We are not concerned that maybe it became chametz stick while it was in its boiling water. Before a person started kneading it. We're not concerned, which we're saying today, nowadays, we don't know how to do this. Why is this? This boiling, the chalita process, it cooks up the flour so fast, and it does not permit it to rise. The kevushin is bashel shuv einay boli dechimutz liolum af la'achas shenochu arisk mirisi chosin, and since it boiled it up, it does not permit this flour to rise even after it stopped boiling. Mikomokim ha'goinim osru lanu mikol mini chalit b'reischin. The goinim have told us, the goinim are before the rishonim, after the time of the Gemara, that any acid of chalita is forbidden. The reason is because we don't know how to do this chalita process properly, how to warm up the boiled water correctly, and maybe we'll turn it into chametz. Turning the page in Mishnah Berurah and some editions on Sif Katan Yud Beis, Komin Chalita on page 100. We refrain from doing this to any types of chalita. Bain, shiita in the mayim al gabi hakemach. Irrelevant whether you put the water on top of the flour, or hakemach al gabi hamayim, or the flour on top of the water. Va'afilim hamayim hei merusachin harbe. Even if the water is merusachin harbe, is boiled a lot. Shoindim al gabi ha'or, that it's on the fire. And it's mixing up, it's squeezing this flour in the water, we still refrain from any aspect of chalita. This also, Komin Chalita, also says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Bein Bachil or Bein Bahano. We'll be discussing here now in Sif Katan Yud Gimel that it's forbidden to eat this food as well as to derive benefit from it. It's also forbidden. It's also forbidden to keep it in your possession on Pesach. Means you cannot have it in your house. Why? Because perhaps it became chametz stick. And maybe if it's chametz stick, you have chametz in your house, in your possession on Pesach. And if it got mixed up in the food, it's forbidden with the smallest amount. Now, in regards to chalita, the Achrayim tell us this boiling, chalita is the boiling. We cannot forbid this tashul b'mashu only regards to the achila, only regards to the eating of it. But we will not answer b'mashu in regards to hana, in regards to deriving benefit from it. So if it got mixed up, this tavsh in the food, one can still perhaps sell it. And in this case, if it got mixed up, it's a taruvis got mixed up, the flour that was cholot, that was boiled, then one can keep it in his house. It's permissible to keep in your house over Pesach. Further, the Achreinim tell us as well, a person who has a stomach illness, the medicine, the healing process is to boil up the se'irim or the shibalis shu'al and place it on his stomach. This is what they did back then. If a person gets sick like this with his stomach problems on Pesach and it's dangerous, the Jew can do this chalita process of boiling it up, boil up the water well, then you put the barley inside of it, the water. Even though it is a sakana, nonetheless, the question is, if it's sakana, so why does he have to boil it first? Let him just go ahead and put it on his stomach the normal way. But any time we can lessen the iser, we lessen an iser. Of course, if the person is a dangerous situation and there's no time to lessen the iser, you have to call a zaris or a meshubach. Whoever can go quickly to help the sick person, even on yantif, we call 911 immediately then. What happens if there's no sakana? If ain't by sakana, is also a filo b'derech chalita. If there's no danger, just has a stomach problem, then it's forbidden even if he boils it up. The mi'acha sheinon b'kiyin, because since we're not experts, we don't know how to do this process correctly. When a person does the chalita, he violates the iser of bal yiro'eh. If the non-Jew does it himself, or you give over to him the barley, the Jew gives the barley to the non-Jew before this chalita process, then it's permissible even if there's no sakana. If it's possible to do this chalita, achlat hasoyin b'mei peirus, to do it, to boil it with fruit juice. Mutter afa de Yisrael, it's permissible even through Yisrael. I feel a bein by sakana, even if there's no sakana. Why? B'mei peirus ein machlitz, because with fruit juice it does not ferment. Well, let's just finish first. And then we'll take the weirdness, okay? Vayim ber halacha. I want to make sure that we finish before the bell rings with this man. Then there's a good point you're mentioning. Cause of a chayodam. The chayodam says like this. Kishe anshei chayolis oivim bepesach o'koyfin l'Yisrael levash lehem minei groifin. Baruch Hashem, we don't have a situation like this today anymore. There used to be soldiers would pass through the city. You'd have to make food for the soldiers. Now it's Pesach time. They're not particular when they pass through the city, and they want you to make food for them. And they want you to make this the type of grain, this greifen. Im yochul afaisan shivash lehem shel retzko matoiv. If you can appease them by saying, I had the most delicious buckwheat. That's better. Val koponim yivara yisam migarine tevua shemotzei shbom. At least before you do this buckwheat, make sure you separate any grain that might be in there. If you have to give them this barley, if you can bribe them, give them some money. You're obligated according to what you can afford. If not, you can't bribe them and they won't take the buckwheat. You know why they can't take the buckwheat? Because they said, wait a minute, I just had buckwheat yesterday. And I got the money yesterday, the day before. I want the greifen. You want the types of grain. So he says, Zayah Yisrael akoponim, Yizar Yisrael akoponim, Lasis chalito, he can do the chalito. This is the last choice. Dehainu shi'aniach levash al mayim, mekoydim ad shi'yiyah, muvushal harbe, make sure it's cooked well, the water. V'oz yaniach agreifin ma'at ma'at kidei shelo yiskara mayim, that the water does not cool off. As we learned by Hagolas Kalim, if you put something into the boiling water, if you put a lot at one time, it's going to cool off the temperature, lower the temperature, as we know. And we want to avoid this, so put a little at a time. V'gam beretzko toiv shiasakein, by the buckwheat, also put a little at a time. Conditionally, skara ha-mayim, so the water does not cool off. Aval beroifin shel shibay the shul, who chametz gomer ki yadua, bought the greifin, this type of grain, the grits of the shibay the shul, who chametz gomer ki yadua ad kam l'shoyne, it's chametz gomer, you should try to avoid that, even with the soldiers, totally. We'll take the question afterwards. I just want to first finish Sif Dalid, and then we'll take that point in regards to the fruit juice. The Mechaber tells us, in Siman Tov Nun Dalid, Sif Dalid, Ein Adam Yotzei Dechayvosai B'Matzah Gezula. Person does not fulfill his obligation of eating matzah on Pesach with stolen matzah. B'med Dvar Mamurim, what's the case we're talking about? Kishagozal matzah, when a person steals the matzah, Avim gozal chitim, but if a person steals the wheat, or kemach with the flour, vasoi matzah, and then he makes it into matzah, yoytze ba. He can fulfill his mitzvah. Shikana b'shinoi, because he acquired it as in the shinoi. It's not the same what he stole. Now, we're not saying the man's a tzaddik, don't get me wrong. I see people shaking their heads. I would agree, I'm shaking my head a lot. But legame the halacha, is this the matzah that he stole? That's not the matzah he stole. It's a shinoi, it's a different point. V'damim lefad hu'chayiv lo'i. What does he have to return? What is the gazlan? After he did his aseba, after he leaned, and ate his matzah, what does he have to return? The money, the value of what he stole. Does he make a bracha? Ulinyan bracha? Ayin lekaman sim reish simin tof reish min tes. The Ramah says, take a look later on, simin tof reish min tes. Turning back to the Mishterus of Kanye Dalit. Ein adim yoytze dei chavosso, a person does not fulfill his mitzvah of matzah with stolen matzah. Hainu, afila b'di'evit, tzorich lavzu v'lechol, even b'di'evit, he has to go back and eat this matzah. U'mestima esalosh and mashma d'tzorich lavzu l'varich. It seems like, according to what's being said here, that he has to go back and make a new bracha. So if you have the son who has a fifth question now, normally there's four questions by the Manshtana. He says, Tati, Abba, Daddy, whatever he calls his father, why are you making a second bracha now? So he says, well, the first matzah was a stolen matzah. Second matzah is not a stolen matzah. That's what we're dealing with over here. So we want to make sure we don't stolen matzah. That's what he's telling us, of course. That was just a joke. Now, fine. The tzarech lachsut levarich. Va'ayim b'bi halacha, va'ayim b'chus shagasari, simen sadidah, shekosav da'af b'lel yomtev sheni, eni yoytzev matzah gezula. Even by Yom Tov Sheni, one does not fulfill his matzah gezula. If you have time, not for now, take a look at number 16 in the Dershu edition for a very interesting Shagasari over there. Londisha point, he explains. Sif Kodin Tezvav, a matzah gezula, atam. What's the reason why a person does not fulfill his mitzvah with matzah gezula? The reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Alfina Michalo, because we learn out from Chalo, the Gezerah Shava, the Lechem Lechem. With the Gezerah Shava, it says in one pasuk Lechem. And it says another pasuk lechem by matzah. Ma hosso mein adam mafish chalo, just like by regular chalo, a person does not separate the chalo elam isa shaloi, only from his own dough, dechsiv arisei seichem, because it says his dough, arisei seichem. Afkan kein, so too here as well, a person has to make sure he has his matzah, which is his matzah, not that it's stolen matzah. Now, when do we say a person does not fulfill his mitzvah? That's if he steals the matzah. The dafka gezula. That's only specifically if he steals the matzah. Avalim sho'al matzah yoytzibah. But if he borrows matzah, he fulfills his mitzvah. Well, what's the chiddush? When the person borrows the matzah, he's not getting back that piece of matzah. You're eating that matzah. You can give back a different piece of matzah. Because the reason why when you borrow a matzah, it's not a concern, because when you borrow the matzah, It's yours 100%. You'll give back a different piece of matzah. Still, it's not a problem, and you fulfill your mitzvah. Kosu apoyiskim, the yesh lizor, kesho oifin harbei, betan rechod. When you bake a lot in one oven. Bahari pomi mischalfim the matzahs. Obviously, it's not the practice we have today. We buy the matzahs in the matzah factory, but they used to have a communal oven, and we would all make our matzahs in that oven. So you put your matzahs down, and then the next person puts his matzahs down. You went to the left, he went to the right. Before you know it, the matzahs got mixed up. So guess what? You have a problem. Matzah gezula. We just said a person does not fulfill his mitzvah with stolen matzah. So there's a concern with stolen matzah. What do we do? Says the Mishnah Brura, it's appropriate. Nachon shiyoimru, you should say, Kol mi sheyagia matzosi liyodi, whoever has his matzah come to me, yeloi b'maton. It should be tim as a maton. It should be tim as a gift. Because if not, it's a concern of a matzah gezula. So you say that whoever has my matzah, I'm giving to him as a gift. Furthermore, the toiv loimer kein gam b'shas techino. It's appropriate to say that whoever takes my flour, it's my flour to him as a gift. Of course, you're not walking out of there without any flour. You got someone else's flour as well, mistama, most probably. The lafam mischalif akenach, because there are times the flour gets mixed up as well. Yesh oid prat echod mashamotzel lekoshel boy. There's another point that people make mistakes with. Kegoin im kona matzah moshkel rishusoy. If you take matzah and you bring it into your possession, your rishus. Im amoicher gila daitai beis mechirosoy shedochok lemois. Ve'ene yochul limkor ba'kofo valkein ayiv anofik achra vazuzay. I'll explain in a second. Redina loikona. Kumavur v'chayshem mishpatzim kutsadi sefi zayin v'melo en yoyitz behem achar kach yidei chayves matzah min ha-tayr. What's the case we just mentioned? The third problem that he says you have to be careful with. Third concern is as follows. Not paying for the food. The meicher, the seller of the matzah, says, I'm not giving it to you on loan, on credit. And he comes, not to you personally, but he comes to someone and he says, it cost $200. So the lokeach, the buyer, says, okay, come to me tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, he says, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I didn't go to the bank yet. I don't have my checkbook with me. Come to me in the afternoon. You keep on pushing him off. Eventually comes Pesach, and it was never paid for it. What happens is, another case, a matzah gezula. It was never paid for. So a person should make sure he pays for his matzah, he's saying also. Further, sifkot and tezayin, that if it's the flour, if he steals the chitim, the wheat, or the flour, and then he turns it into matzah, he acquires it, he zoyitze ba, says the Mishnah sifkot and tezbov, yoyitze ba, mekomokoyim lechatchilo layikach oyisoy lotzeiz ba, you should not take it, lotzeiz ba, doha lo yuchal varech aleo, because you cannot go and make a bracha on it. Why? So even though you fulfill your mitzvah, you can't make a bracha on it, so therefore you should not use such a matzah. Sif cotton yod zayin, shekona b'shinoi, v'tzoloyma, b'shinoi ma'isa. What is b'shinoi? You changed it. You change the flour, the grain, into a flour, or the flour into a matzah. So what the person stole is not the same entity anymore. So too, if you steal this matzah, listen to the case now. Reuven steals the matzah, and he gives it to Shimon. So Reuven steals the matzah. He comes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want to thank you for inviting me for the Starim. Here's some matzah for the Seder. And he gives him the stolen matzah. Shimon now has stolen matzah. Shimon can use that matzah and fulfill his mitzvah totally. But Dafka, he says in the brackets, Heichi da havi gamkein yush bailim the shini reshus greater loikoni. There has to be yush. Yush, we know, is when the owner gives up hope. The sugya in the Veilim Metzias, right? The famous sugya. When the owner gives up hope. So he had to have the owner giving up hope and a change of the ownership of the place of where it is. That Shimon, who is the receiver, who received this matzah, can make the bracha on it. Because the mitzvah didn't come to his hands in a forbidden way. Reuven stole it and changed it and now gave and changed it from the flour into a matzah and now gave it to Shimon. Now listen to this part. Sharei, he says that afterwards, Sharei kvar nisyayish nigzol mimeno koidim shebal yodi, because the nigzol, Yaakov, who was stolen from, already gave up hope from it. Now listen to this now. He says, v'ima acher chazar nosnoi legazel, if Shimon goes, Shimon receives this matzah from Reuven. Reuven goes ahead and steals it from Yaakov, and Reuven gives it to Shimon. And he tells Shimon, here, I want to have this, I want to give this matzah, I forgot to give you shalach manis, please accept my matzah. Next day, Shimon comes back, knocks on Reuven's door, says, Reuven, you know, I was so happy when you gave this matzah. I didn't realize my wife bought so much matzah. Maybe you take it back. I don't need it anymore. I don't want it to go to waste. Maybe you could use it, or you know someone else who could use it. Can Reuven fulfill his mitzvah now? Or is he considered that he's using stolen matzah? Now, once again, we're not discussing the man being a tzaddik. He says, Gam ha-gazlan yoytzi boy. The gazlan also can fulfill his mitzvah. Why? Daviyush v'shinu rishus. The original Yaakov, the one who was stolen from, he gives up hope from getting it back. Reuven gives it to Shimon. And then Shimon gives it back to Reuven. It changes ownership. Changes the shinu rishus and yush. Have a maror in regards to the topic of maror. In this concept of stolen maror, im yoytzi begozel b'dieved, if one fulfills his obligation b'dieved, look in the Bir Halacha. We'll conclude this man with Sif Kotun Yud Ches, the Linyan Bracha in regards to making the Bracha, it's a Leima, the Shom Avoyer Le'inyan Bracha B'chogavne, Ein Levarich, Afilo Mokim Dekono, one should not make a Bracha of a stolen matzah, even in a situation where he acquires it. Davilei, Baitseya Beirech Nietz Hashem. Does Hashem want to hear a Bracha from a person who stole matzah? Even if he changed it? Hashem doesn't want such a Bracha. Irrelevant if it's the bracha that one makes on the achilas matzah. Hashem doesn't want to hear that matzah, that bracha. Hashem doesn't want to hear the bracha from such a person of hamoitzi. Ulinian birchas hamoz in regards to the bracha of birchas hamozin. Ayin le'el simin kufza divov sifalif mishnah brura sham. It's not by chance HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended this man with sif kotin yud ches chai. I want to wish everyone a chag kosher sameach. Yashar koyach to everyone for coming to learn the first Seder. And Mr. Shem, we'll see you all after Yontif on April 8th. Thank you.